So the news in sound, the first thing we want to hear is a caller from this morning after big thing number one, Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. Okay?
Also during the Big Six.
Good morning, Delaware 1059. Hi.
Good morning. The very first touchdown the Eagles got, they cheated. The guy knew he didn't have control of the ball.
You're saying the Eagles cheated?
Because the player knew he did not have control of the ball. And what he did was he did the hurry-up signal to the rest of the team.
Right.
So that nobody could replay it. After that, I just thought, this is sickening. I'm not watching.
Because you felt the Eagles cheated on their first touchdown.
Correct. I mean, the guy.
All right. Well, look, why don't we do this? Take away that touchdown. Guess who still wins? Eagles.
Well, I get that. I get that. But that's not the sportsmanlike thing I'm talking about. That to me.
How is it cheating?
That turned me off. Pardon me?
How is it cheating?
He knew he didn't have control of the ball. So when he got up, he put his fist together. That's a hurry up sign. Hurry up, get on the field, get the next play going,
okay,
so that nobody has time to review it. Thank you.
Well, who's responsible? Hello? Hello? All right. And she hung up. You're on Delaware 1059 live at 744. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dan. It's a shame to get her back on here because they did have a makeup call for that play. I mean, that's what they're called, makeup calls. I mean, when the Eagles was fourth and like, I don't know, six or something like that, and they punted the ball. And when they punted the ball, it was like a 15-yard punt, so which was going to give San Francisco really good field position. But the punt, there was interference when they punted the ball. The ball hit the cable that runs the camera up above,
yeah,
and took the ball in a different direction and shifted everybody, and you know, made it like a 45-50 yard punt into like a 12-yard punt. So they got good, you know. It was like a makeup call. I mean, it happens all the time.
Oh, a makeup call. You mean they did a bad call versus a bad call? We'll make it up for you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
But it's not cheating, is it?
No, it's not. Man, it's football, man. It's, hey, any given Sunday, man. It's scripted out, Dan. it's all rehearsed, babe.
Oh, yeah. All right, come on. 302-839-1059, our number. Dan, is there any over-the-radio mentalism that can do over the radio for the listeners? Come on. Next text. Oh, that I can do over the radio, you mean? No, maybe. Maybe. You're on the Dan Gaffney program. Hi, Delaware 1059.
I drive a bus, so I don't have time to sit and do a whole lot of conversation with you. But I'm the woman that called you this morning.
Yes.
My whole point in that phone call had nothing to do with it's football, you know, any given Sunday and all that crap. It's the fact that at the beginning of the game, the guy knew it. He knew he didn't catch the ball. And he made the decision.
Well, here's what someone said. Here's what someone said. If you're going over the speed limit and you drive past,
garbage. I mean,
you're not even letting me finish the sentence. It's not garbage.
I heard the sentence.
Yeah, I want everyone to hear it right now. If you're driving over the speed limit and you pass a police officer and he doesn't give you a ticket, are you going to pull over and demand that he gives you a ticket?
No, but this guy knew in front of millions.
Right, you knew you were speeding when you went by a police officer, but he didn't ticket you.
That is not the same as sportsmanlike attitude toward a game.
Why not? It's cheating.
They won the game because they had a bench warmer as a quarterback. That's how they won the game. They didn't win the game because they played terrific. They had a bench warmer for the quarterback.
Frank wants to talk to you. Frank, go ahead, please. Talk to this woman.
Let me give her a sports analogy, one that is, if not apples to apples, it's pretty close. So the pitcher throws the ball. The umpire calls it a strike. Does the pitcher go, no, 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 no. I was a little outside. Give me a Make that a ball. It's not a strike.
The first thing you said, sir, is right. It's not even close to what I'm saying. You guys aren't picking up what I'm saying. He knew. That's why we have judges.
Hey, did you lose a bunch of money? Did you lose money on the parlay or something? Is that why you're so sour?
No, but I imagine there are a lot of referees that made some bucks yesterday.
Yeah, but did
both games?
Somebody lost money on a parlay bet.
It was horrible.
You had to lose money on a parlay bet or something.
Right. I don't bet on sports, guys. I don't do it.
All right. Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
I have to know the referees to win it.
Who are you rooting for in the Super Bowl?
Neither one of them, to be honest with you. I don't like either one of the teams. I'm disappointed that the quarterback at San Francisco got taken out in the first play. I mean, he was taken out, and who did they put in? The bench warmer. I mean, come on. You're going to put the quarterback with the Little Sisters of the Poor in there and done better.
Hold on. We have somebody else who wants to say something to you. Hello. Go ahead.
Hurry up. I got to leave.
Yeah, hurry up. Go ahead, caller.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but you're ridiculous. It's not the player's job.
It is not. It's not the player's job to officiate the game.
Hold on. Let this lady talk. You're not even letting her get her point out. Be quiet for 1 minute. Go ahead, ma'am.
It has nothing to do with whether I'm ridiculous or not. It has to do with my opinion. There's a new word for you, ma'am.
Your opinion, fine.
Listen,
cheated.
Hold on. Be
That's
quiet. Can you be quiet?
He really didn't catch it.
Be quiet for a second. Go ahead.
I agree with you in principle, but this is a game. They it's not their job to officiate. So that's how it goes. You hope that you have good officiating.
So it's okay to cheat.
What? So he's supposed to stop the game and say, oh, no. I didn't have control of the. I mean, the whole principle that you're talking about is ridiculous. Dan, I'm hanging up.
You want to know something, ma'am? Had he not done that with his hands, I would have known he cheated either.
I would have known some kind of agenda. So
right, I don't think it's cheating. Oh, yes, geez. You're. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead, please.
Hey, that number two quarterback that she's talking about that they took out of the game, you know, I heard all week how he was going to destroy the Eagles and light them up. And by the way, I mean, they did put him back in the game in the fourth quarter. It wasn't he was hurt. His feelings got hurt. That's the only thing that happened. His feelings got hurt.
And that's why he... If you remember, he never threw the ball in the fourth quarter.
He was just scared.
He was hurting.
Yeah, but he was scared. His feelings got hurt, the guy says.
Get out of here.
That's why he went out. He was just afraid. He was like, his knees were buckling. He was afraid to be in there.
Oh, my Lord. Those Eagles. Oh, my Lord. Give me a break.
This guy's not even ready for the NFL. He's afraid, man.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's afraid. He's been afraid all the other games he played, too, I'm sure. For real.
All right, thank you. I'm sure he was afraid. All right, thank you.
I'm surprised. I mean, I'm assuming I'm talking to all the Philadelphia fans. That's what I'm assuming here.
Right.
Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's all we got around this town. All right, that's all I got to go.
I think I nailed it. I think I nailed it with the somebody lost money on the parlay bet.
Sir, all my life, I didn't bet anything. I do not bet sports.
All right.
Talk to anybody that knows me. I don't bet sports. I don't do it.
All right. Thank you.
Never have, never will.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Delaware 1059. Joe. Total hypocrisy, Joe says. Next time. Nothing amuses me more than listening to a plethora of out-of-state accents on my local station arguing about a bunch of woke athletes chasing a ball. Go society. Next text. Is it okay to cheat? Ask Tom Brady. Next text. When you think you're right and everyone else is wrong, you may have lost your mind. Next text. I guarantee that lady is a Cowboys fan. I don't know. Next text. Sounds like she watched the whole game. Oh, even though she said she turned it off? All right. I hope she possesses better patience while driving her bus in traffic than she does in conversation. I fear for my new driver daughter with angry people that seem so explosive out on the road. All right. Dan Gaffney with you. You're on the air everywhere. Good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Okay, first of all, let's get one thing straight. I'm not a Philadelphia Eagles fan. I am not a 49ers fan, okay?
Okay.
Okay? I disagree with that lady saying that they cheated. Okay, the player did what he was supposed to do to win the game. The 49ers didn't do what they were supposed to do. They had this quarterback get hurt. They brought in the third screen. He got hurt. Then you bring back in the second screen, and he can't throw the ball. You're not putting your team in a position to win the game if you're playing one-dimensional just to run the ball. You're not putting your team in a position to win the game.
Right.
I don't care who – get anybody out there that can throw. Okay, but don't set it up for yourself where all you can do is run, and then the defense knows that's all you can do is run. You have no way of winning.
That's right.
You know, but they didn't cheat. They didn't cheat. They did what they were supposed to do to win the game. 49ers didn't do what they were supposed to do to win the game. And they lost.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch that nighttime game with the do-over play that they gave the Chiefs?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What'd you think of that?
That's a little suspect there. I only want to give my opinion on that one.
Yeah, it was a little shady. Hey, listen, thank you, man. Thanks for the call. Here's somebody who says, and let me read this text. This is a listener sending a message to me, so I'm going to read it. It says, what people have to understand is the Super Bowl was predetermined. The shirts were probably already printed up last week. The only thing the NFL knows is how to make money. By letting the Eagles win, they cover the whole country to watch the game. All right, this guy says, letting the Eagles win. All right, 7:55.